This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I gotta say this real quick. I gotta get this off my chest. But what's on the line for the Cavs tonight? 216-474-0092. I didn't realize Owen drove to Oklahoma and back for your grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How long is that?
I mean, you did realize it because I told you guys.
But we thought you were still
there. And then I did a whole thing on Twitter about stopping in Indy on my drive back.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know. I didn't see it.
I talk a lot, and it goes just into the atmosphere in that room.
But I thought you were just flying. Because I thought you were considering it, and I just thought you would fly. And I was like, I don't want to bother him. I didn't realize you would drive. How long is that drive?
I made it in like 13.
So is the...
Can't stop at all the Buc-ee's if you fly, Ken.
Is the bereavement thing not...
I also stopped at a place called Wally's.
Is that like a Buc-ee's knockoff?
It's not a knockoff. They're their own separate thing that happens to be a 36,000 square foot gas station.
Sounds funny to me.
Go ahead.
Is there no bereavement fair anymore when we were talking about that? Does that not exist?
I looked at a couple places and I couldn't find one. Yeah. No. Didn't do a ton of calling around on it, but looking it up online, couldn't find anywhere that they were like, here's your low rates.
How old was your granddad?
92.
92. I never knew him, but if you're his grandson, you're a good man, so I'm sure he was a good man. So I hope that the trip, other than that, went okay for you back
at
the Mounds.
I have no problem saying this. No, I went to Tulsa.
Tulsa, okay.
I did not go back to Mounds. It's too far away.
How far away is Mounds from Tulsa?
25 minutes. Less than my commute to this show.
Yeah. I know we're big in Mounds, Oklahoma. Sorry, folks. He wasn't coming back. We got Zach.
Going to lose those 900 listeners.
We got Zach Jackson joining us. You know who won this morning. What's on the line for the Cavs tonight? I think... So they're under, guys, they're under some financial constraints here. Now, I know that Dan Gilbert has said, damn the Torpedoes before. That was before the second apron. Now, as what I know, and I don't want to get bogged down too much in this, this is very prohibitive, the second apron. Because it's meant to stop super teams and things like that forming and meant to proliferate parity within the National Basketball Association.
But that kind of screws the Cavs who built up... organically, great drafting, and then pulled a big trade for a superstar using their own assets.
Yeah.
So there was no dirty pool here. There was no unethical, you know, mixing and matching to get this team together.
So if they go and they lose tonight, like I'm gonna be hot, I'm gonna be mad, and I think that there will be conversations about moving guys from the core four and who has to stay, who has to go, all that good stuff. But I also know that there's going to be, just like when we talk about the NFL, like, hey, guys, like, you guys want to trade so-and-so. They can't trade so-and-so. Look at the contract. You guys got to look at the contract. They're not going to swallow that dead money. I understand that we might have the same conversation. So I'll tell you this. They win tonight. You get this to a game six. Okay, get it to a game seven. You get to a game seven. I could argue, hold on, let's be more judicious about this, that, and the other. And see what we do going into next year. You lose tonight. I got no argument. There's no argument about getting rid of these guys and moving on and finding something else. But it takes two guys to tango, and I hate trade radio because we always want to give up our garbage, what we perceive as our garbage, even though if it's part of the core four, they're going to be really good basketball players. But what we perceive as our garbage for somebody else's really, really great player. But that's going to be the conversation. And I can't ignore that, and I can't run away from it. I can't run anywhere. So the caller who called in about Giannis and also mentioned Kevin Durant, those are going to be names. James Harden, I think, but no. Certainly you know who is going to be a topic of conversation. And guys, I can't fart at it because you got beaten five games against the Pacers. And you have an expensive roster that has talented players that are really good in the regular season, and they're built for the regular season. They are built in games where most of the teams are not trying as hard. They are not built for the postseason. Indiana is showing you they're built for the postseason. Jalen Brunson, he's a dog. He's got dogs on that team with the Knicks. They smell blood now, especially with Jason Tatum out. They are built for the postseason. There is a clear delineation. Stop me if I'm wrong, Tone. There is a clear delineation now with how we're seeing the postseason be officiated, how these games are played. There are teams that are built for the regular season, and there are teams that are ready to go once late April comes around. And if you lose tonight, it's everything is up for grabs because you are proving to everybody three straight years you are not one of those teams that are ready once April comes around. Sorry. I hope that they come back and win this thing, and I hope that that's an untrue statement because I think it's going to be very hard to move on from some of these guys.
You're exactly right. I do think the stakes are enormous given the fact that with this group and with Donovan Mitchell, you know, right now on the resume, it's the Knicks series. It's last year, the struggles against an Orlando team that really you picked but should not have been close that went seven games. And then, unfortunately, you were so banged up, kind of limping to the finish against a Celtics team that eventually won the title. All of that, you're thinking about all of that tonight. You're thinking about how few chances sometimes you really have no matter what. There's been talk about like, hey, just wait out the Celtics. And now it's like, all right, Jason Tatum's not going to be there next year. So if this thing were to end tonight, everybody that weighs in on the NBA is going to have a different thought on the Cavs on whether to break this up or now take advantage of what's going on potentially with Boston if Tatum doesn't play next year and the contracts they might end up moving out. Is Horford going to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To be there? Yep. Is Porzingis going to be there? Like, everything changes, but we're sitting here in the moment thinking about tonight where your superstar, who has had two incredible games in this series and then last game only played a half, only to come out and try to warm up and then go down non-contact and have what was an ankle injury. We thought he had a calf injury coming into the series. It's like we're not getting a lot of real accurate information on his situation. if he can somehow get him through this series, and like I'm not somebody in the habit of counting Donovan Mitchell out. Like that guy rises to the occasion almost every single time. He's had some all-time moments. They keep showing graphics with him and one other guy in NBA history, or two other guys in history, on these graphics when it comes to his playoff scoring and playoff outbursts. You know who those two names are? LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
That's like pretty
this
strong.
Guy is in rarefied air, but he doesn't have the resume that those guys have. And this was going to be his opportunity to get past the second round for the first time in Donovan Mitchell's career, to put him alongside some of the greats. And this Cavs team is good enough. I know it doesn't look like it right now because Ty Jerome and the injury to Darius Garland and now DeAndre Hunter, their prized acquisition before the trade deadline, he injures his thumb and can't really hold on to the ball the same way. It's on his shooting hand, so he can't shoot the ball the same way. So all of this is blowing up in our faces at once, and there's one guy that I think we all know can save it. It's Donovan Mitchell. How healthy is he?
Frank,
how healthy is Donovan Mitchell?
Frank in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. It's like, man, I don't know, man. These playoffs look like we're going back into the old ways, man. And some of these dudes probably is a shock to them because they used to get not touched and bullied. I don't know, man. But these games been good. Everything been like, it's been like, I've been feeling like the old days, man. But I got a lot of friends as Cavs fans, man. I feel bad, man. But I don't know what happened, y'all. I really don't.
Well, I'm not looking for an autopsy here. They're not dead yet. It don't look good, Frank. What do you think is
though? Hey, Ken. Yeah. All I say, I'm not against y'all. I'm not against
y'all,
but I'm from Cleveland.
Yes.
But listen, though, man, I'm going to need you to put some respect on the Knicks, man. Give us our due, man. Because you be hating on them. Give us our due, man.
Yeah,
y'all had us out of here, man.
How many teams do you root for?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
You and Mitch can have a watch party.
I'll give credit where it's due. I will give credit where it's due to the Knicks. It's a 3-1 series over there. I'm annoyed by most of their fans. Not Jerry Ferrara. Nice guy. Local guy. But yeah, I'll give credit where it's due.
Do you get any Game 6 vibes 2010 where you had a Cavaliers team that was a favorite over the Boston Celtics? They had gotten nuked in Game 5. They got totally blown out. And then LeBron James in Game 6, he has an amazing stat line, but inefficient. And they lose the game. He's taking the jersey off.
I remember exactly where I was.
And that's the end. I mean, that's one of the most famous games in Cleveland sports history because of what happened afterwards. The good news is the Cavs are not going to be blown up at the end of the year to where we're just not a good basketball team. Like, but the question is, if you're married to this core, if you love this core, that is at stake tonight. Because I think the odds are it is not going to be the same core if they fall and lose tonight and don't get to the Eastern Conference final.
I agree. Something would shake up. John and Westlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. So I know that, you know, obviously we have a lot to talk about if they lose. And you could say this about a bunch of guys on the team. But, like, how is Donovan so worn down? He sat out for a bunch of games during the season, played 25 minutes a game. And now he's played 4 tough games, and he's this worn down?
I don't know. I think it's I know he's bigger than a lot of 6'3", 6'4", guys. I wonder if it's that. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I kind of wonder the same thing, but then when you question those things, John, when you question those things, it's like, well, then I'm starting to question manhood and things like that. And it's like I'm in no position to question his manhood. I have no idea. I know he's played his ass off, but it is frustrating where he missed 10 games, 11 games this year, right? Missed 11 games. His minutes per were at 31, and they're down. They're down by 4 minutes compared to the first 2 years that he spent in Cleveland. He's always averaged over 30 minutes a game. Maybe some years are tougher than other years. I don't know what he did in the offseason to get ready for it. And maybe, honestly, John, was it because of the blowouts that they had where he's only playing in some of these games that didn't get him ready for the postseason?
He played the least amount of minutes in his career, but it was by design.
Like,
it was to preserve
him. I don't have any answers. Yeah, John, thank you for the call. I don't have any answers for you. I'm asking more questions. The only thing else I can say is that we have seen a clear difference, Anthony, in the playoffs versus the regular season as opposed to other seasons. And I think that that can be actually a good thing for the league, big picture, and I'll explain that at another time. But it does have, it takes its toll to Donovan, because I don't know if he knew he was going to experience this much contact, or any of these guys thought that they were going to experience this much contact, as this series against Indiana would say that they were. Even though you were watching these games, you're like, Kenny, these are wrestling matches everywhere else. And it's weird where...
And the Miami series did not get them ready for that at all.
And this is more frustrating, 2 years in a row. You did what you did in the final game of the season so that you can make sure you get Orlando. They take you to 7 games last year, and you pissed off the entire fan base at home that day. And then you did what you did to get the number one seed. You get Miami. Miami is checked out. They didn't care, and it does nothing for you this year to get you ready for the Indiana Pacers, and it feels like they are carrying a sledgehammer and just beating you with it in front of God and everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.